There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. Hour number two of Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And lots of calls. I'm going to get to the calls held over here. And then coming up this hour, Alex Dorenz from the Better Business Bureau is going to join us talking about that eviction moratorium extension, empowering scammers out there. So that's coming up in just minutes. But I do want to clear a few more of these calls, and there's more texts I can get to. But I will sit down and get to these, even if it's after the show. Fred says, I'm the only one who... he said, I must be the dumbest veteran around. I'm the only one who doesn't know the future of Afghanistan. I think a lot of us are there, you know, asking what's next. But is the what's next a reason to say, you know, that removing our fighting forces from Afghanistan is wrong? I think it's a question that will be studied and talked about for a long time. Mike is in Daphne. Is joining us now. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike. It's you.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
talking about Afghanistan and everything, I'm a Vietnam vet.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, coming back from Vietnam, losing so many of my best friends, and it turned out to be a political war. And the one thing that I took away from this, I was blessed to come home. I don't know why. I had several opportunities to not be talking to you right now. But I think it's a crying shame that in an amazing country that we live in, used to live in, we go into a war and we wage the lives of our young men and women knowing that we're fighting a battle that we'll never win. But yet and still, for political reasons, they throw us in there and the politicians sit up on their high thrones and they don't pay the price. We do. And I think America is tired of it. I think we're sick of fighting wars that we can't win. I mean, we have the ability to win, but because of the political factors, we're not allowed to win. And that played big in Vietnam. We took the same hill three times because we was ordered to pull back. It's ridiculous. And
you think we didn't learn?
We
didn't learn
that Afghanistan is a proving point that we went over there to support them, help them, and establish them, and look at what we accomplished. And yeah, we should pull out, but what did we learn from it? What did they learn? They didn't learn anything. They can't defend their own country. You would think that everything that we did for them would allow them to, and when we give them the weapons, we give them the knowledge, we give them the aircraft, we give them everything they need to win. But they're cowards and will just succumb to the bullies.
Yeah, but they're not fighting for anything. I don't think those Afghan national forces aren't fighting for anything they believe in. Obviously, Afghanis
exactly.
are there's some great warriors there. We've had to fight them. The Taliban are great warriors. You know,
so
but
why was we there?
We went in to get rid of the terrorists, right?
I know you pressed for time, but I just wanted to say that because I've been through it, I've seen it, and I know the casualties, I know the cost, and I think it's time for America to just say, look, we love y'all, we'll help y'all any way we can, but if you're not willing to take responsibility, then we're not going to show up.
There you go. I like that. I like that. Maybe we need to write that out. Mike, I appreciate your service to our country and your call today. Let's grab one more here, and then we're going to have to shift gears in just a little bit. Damon is in Mobile, and let's go to him. Hey, Damon, you got to turn your radio down.
Yeah, I mean, turn it down. Sorry, I was listening to your previous caller.
No problem.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch base with this thing. And I remember a few years ago when we went into Afghanistan, what was going on was there was a war between competing drug lords over the heroin.
Mm-hmm.
That poppy is the biggest.
Sure. That's their cash crop, yeah.
Afghanistan is the largest producer of heroin in the world,
yep.
and not the highest quality heroin. So their drug lords were fighting over this production of this drug, and this highway in between was destroyed because of the fighting. They were bombing each other, and so the road was impassable. We go in there, stabilize the situation, and pave this road and bring in engineers and everybody and get this road open, and they charged us to use the road. That shows you the hypocrisy that was in place. Russia is just as frustrated because their streets are flooded with this cheap, high-quality heroin, and they had their hands, wringing their hands, like, will somebody in the world help us with this heroin that's flooding our streets? So what's going to happen is, when we leave, it's going to go back to being the number one producer of heroin. It's going to flood the streets of the world, and they're going to be fighting over it pretty soon. They're going to destroy the roads. It's going to turn into another situation. Karzai's brother was one of the drug lords.
Yes.
And Karzai hauled money out of there by the ton.
Did you? I don't know if you were listening last hour. I talked about that. I went back to the... I mean, I've been talking about this since we launched this station. The pallets of cash, like wrapped in the heavy-duty saran wrap that were flowed out of the airport in Kabul. I mean, that was the story in 2007, 8, 9, 10?
Yes. Yes, I heard that Karzai would leave work every day with trunks full of cash.
Our money, American dollars,
from
families.
US dollars.
Yeah.
Where would he get U.S. dollars in Afghanistan?
That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing. I'm saying the let alone the most important thing is the men and women that died there or wounded there. And on top of that, then the money that was taken from American taxpayers and flown into who knows where it's stashed.
Absolutely. And I wanted to go to the Constitution. The founding fathers authorized the use of a military to defend this country. They never said we were supposed to go all over the world fighting people and putting people at risk. It was only for the defense of this country, these shores.
Well said. Damon, I appreciate your call. And I know that's a lot to this. We went in there with the idea. And I was, post 9/11, we're just talking about it, the 20-year, and I hate using that word, but it's accurate, the 20-year anniversary coming up next month. But we went in there to dismantle the terrorist training and the drug part of it that financed it, right? The drugs would finance the terrorist training there. We went in there, and we lost a Alabamian right away there in Abu Ghraib. The prison. What was the prison there? Should that have been a 3-year mission, right? Not 20-year. Not talking to my buddy who served there, who said, yeah, man, guy I served with, his son is now fighting here. Wow. All right. As we go to the news, and we'll come back here, and our guest, Alex Dorenz, is going to join us from the BBB. I got this text here. This is great from Jace. Said, no, we do not have the ability to win. Not once in human history had an occupying force ultimately won. The resistance force has time on their side. 1 year, 10 years, 100 years, you can't occupy and win. But how do we leave there? That's one of the questions. All right, we'll talk about that, I'm sure, beginning of next week as well. As some unnamed officials are saying, now, unnamed official doesn't mean it's right, but they're saying that Kabul could fall by tomorrow. Not saying that's going to happen, but there's that chatter out there. All right, be right back.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right now, welcome back. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you along. I mentioned this. We've talked about the eviction moratorium in kind of the national sense here of what's going on in Washington or what wasn't going on in Washington. I thought this was interesting, though. Saw a press release here from the Better Business Bureau about eviction moratorium extension scams out there. And Alex Dorenz from the BBB is joining us now to talk more about it. Alex, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be on.
Yeah, here you go. Let me put it in my regular parlance here. How's this hustle work, man? What do we need to watch out for?
Well, so here's the thing. We all know that scammers, they're always looking for ways to try and take advantage of consumers. You know, they keep up with current events. They're always in the loop of what's going on. And one of the things they like to do is they like to take advantage of high-stress, time-sensitive moments in an attempt to get consumers to fall into their web. So there's high stress, there's hardship, you know, from the last nearly 18 months from the pandemic. We've got that time sensitivity with the eviction moratorium being extended through October 3rd. So that extension opens the door for scammers to just run the playbook on many common scams and try and get money from people who may be short on it in the first place.
So how does it, how does it come through? Is this all email, or is this all phone calls, or is this, how do they get at you?
They use every method that they can. Some of the big scams that we're urging people to be on the lookout for, these are things we see throughout the year. But a time like the extension of the moratorium, like I said before, it just gives them that open door to be able to use some of these scams, you know, after this recent event. So some of the things we're really encouraging folks to look out for: fraudulent loan scams, credit repair service scams, promoting government programs, advance fee loans, and debt relief. Those are some of the big ones that we are urging people to be on the lookout for.
Yeah, and you mentioned that they find this when people are at a moment where they need help more than ever, and it seems like, wow, I was just worried about this, and here's an email on how to solve it in my inbox. It's time to be suspect when you see that.
Oh, my God. It's as you mentioned, you know, they're always trying to take advantage of folks. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, so many may have been going through some tough times, you know, for the last nearly 18 months. And quite frankly, these scammers, they don't care. This is a golden opportunity for them to try and take advantage of folks that may be in vulnerable positions. And they're going to do whatever it takes to, you know, get anything they can. But there are ways that people can protect themselves from falling victim to these scams. If, you know, they need to double check any government program before they sign up. Be wary of any calls that come out of the blue, any emails, text messages, again, using all three of those methods. You know, be wary of those things from someone claiming to be from the government. And if you think something is suspicious, just, you know, reach out to that agency directly. If you doubt that, you know, someone's legitimate, just stop communicating with them, report those messages, and reach out directly to make sure that agency is real. Some of the other things we want to encourage folks is to not pay any money for a free government grant or program. You know, it's not really free if there is a fee involved. And two other things we are urging folks to remember: advance fees are a concern. So, you know, not all businesses have promised to help you repair bad credit. Not all of them are scams. But if you're asked to pay in advance, that is a big red flag, and that should kind of tip you off that this might not be right. And the last one, avoid guarantees and unusual payment methods. You know, real lenders, they're not going to guarantee a loan in advance. They're going to check your credit score. They're going to look at other documents and other information before they give you that interest rate or loan amount. And they're not going to ask you to pay anything up front. But the second part of that is those unusual payment methods. Never pay anything with gift card or prepaid debit cards or, you know, apps like Cash App. If someone's asking you to pay with methods like that, that should be another red flag. But it all boils down to just staying vigilant, doing your homework, you know, and the biggest thing, just trust your gut. You know, if it doesn't sound right, if it sounds too good to be true, it most likely is.
Yeah, and you talk about being able to stop contact with those people, and then to also contact your law enforcement and BBB with this. Talking to folks in law enforcement over time, Alex, they said, hey, it helps because people say, well, what does it matter? I mean, they got scammed or almost scammed, and law enforcement doesn't want to hear from me, and they're never going to find the person. I talk to folks in law enforcement. They say actually the opposite. They said if we get enough people that are getting us this information about this individual scam, it helps them kind of hone in on where to look, right? I mean, it's like they need that information. They need that those clues.
They certainly do. You know, you may think that, you know, what happened to you or your piece of information, it may be very insignificant, but that's, like you just mentioned, that's not the case. You know, every little piece of information helps. You know, your circumstances or something that you've gone through or something you've experienced, that could be the key to, you know, tracking these folks down and stopping it from happening again. That's, you know, so we encourage folks, if they think that they've, you know, spotted something that seems to be a scam, you know, reach out to us, you know, us at the Better Business Bureau, and we can, you know, we can get things situated for them.
Yeah, and continuing our conversation, if you're just joining us, Alex Durrence from the Better Business Bureau. A lot of texts here. I'm looking at this one, Alex. So Preston says, a little bit of politics of this, but how can Facebook block you from Facebook because they don't like what you say, but the scams that are offered over Facebook, they don't block? I mean, I know that they're blocking a lot of them, but isn't it just as there's so many coming through? Just, okay, how about, let me set it this way. Because you see an offer coming through on a social media page like Facebook, does that guarantee any veracity of it? Does that mean it's real?
They always find clever ways to try and, you know, try and get, you know, they're always trying to find those clever ways to try and break through and try to try to trap someone and get them to fall into the web. You know, we'll see, you know, you'll see, you know, phony Facebook ads. It's, you know, they're smart.
Yeah, just because it's on there, that's what I'm saying. Just because it's on like a social media platform like that, that doesn't mean it's true. People say, well, it was on Facebook, but that doesn't mean it was true.
Exactly. You know, just because it's there does not mean it. It is, you know, it is set in stone. It is concrete. They are always finding new ways to try and, you know, get things out to the public, and social media is one of the big things that they use. But like I said, it's so hurtful. It hurts us to see, you know, because, you know, nearly 18 months, so many people have been going through, you know, difficult times, whether it's emotionally, whether it's financially. And, you know, these are members of our community. We do not want to see this happen to anyone. But, you know, these scammers, like I mentioned before, and I'll say it again, they don't care. They're going to use every avenue they can to try and get someone to fall into their trap. But, you know, if you follow, if you just, you know, if you're vigilant, if you got your head on a swivel, and if you're all, and, you know, just do your homework and trust in your gut, you can assure yourself to, you know, to not be, you know, not add yourself to that list of people who've fallen victim to various scams.
All right. So the people here hearing our conversation here want more information or would like to pass that along maybe to a family member. Say, hey, here's what BBB says. Where do they go?
They can go right to our website, bbb.org. We have numerous resources available on our website. You can also access our scam tracker through our website. That's a spot where if someone thinks that they've been scammed, they can go there. They can put in their information, tell their story as to what's going on, and we can go in and take a look at that and get it directed to the to the correct avenue. But do not hesitate to reach out for it. Reach out to us. We are here. We want to help. We want to prevent people from falling victim to these scams. So please do not hesitate to call us or reach out to us or go on our website.
All right. We appreciate you watching this for us as well, even though we got to do our job and watch it. And come back and join us soon to talk more about this.
I certainly will. Thank you so much for having me. It was great to be here.
All right. Alex Durrence from the BBB joining us, talking about the eviction moratorium extension, empowering scammers. But yeah, there's, you know, I've said this for a long time, and I'm not kind of, this is almost like when we're talking about when the lights are out, treat it like a four-way stop. You know, for 11 years plus with this radio station, we've been talking about that. And what do we always say? I'm not talking to you. I'm just reminding you to call your friends and family that don't know that and remind them. Same thing on scam stuff. If it's obviously if it's too good to be true, but I would just adjudicate it this way. Let's use Napoleonic code. Let's not use our great American system where you are innocent until proven guilty, unless the media decides you're guilty before that. But where you're innocent until proven guilty, flip it around. Like everything. That's what I've talked to family members over time and older folks. And I said, okay, you open this email. See these emails coming in here? And they're like, yeah. I said, every one of them is lying unless you can prove they're not. I said, look at everything that way. Every one of them is baloney until you can prove it's not. But all these are the cases in front of you, judge, email reader, and they're all guilty. Your job now is to prove the ones that are not guilty. That's probably a pretty decent measure. All right, coming back, we'll grab some calls and texts at 343-0106, 343-0106. And, we'll get to this in a second here. People with some more thoughts on Afghanistan as well. Listen, I hope this is not the story, but I mean, the way it's the snowball there, it's they're surrounding Kabul. And if you're tasked with fighting and you don't have a good military management there, you don't fear the leadership there, are you going to go try to get out of there and escape, or are you going to try to fight? I mean, they're showing video right now out of Kabul, and they're saying the Taliban trying to isolate Kabul as of right now. So, all right, we'll be right back.
It's Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right at 1:36, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on a Friday. Hey, let me telephonically communicate with my buddy Angelo, who's holding down the fort at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry on this Friday as well. Hey, man.
Hey, man, how are we doing today?
I'm all right. It's pretty awesome. Beautiful blue skies out there right now, and it's August, so I feel good about that. I also got a question. Earlier in the week, you talked about you got me thinking, because I'm a silver buyer. You've got me in the silver of the years, and it's been a good thing. Is this a buy time? Is silver, what's the discount here from week to week?
Well, it's a great time right now to buy silver. It's not a bad time to buy gold. But gold and silver both dipped really hard. Gold started to recover. It's getting close to $1,800 per ounce again right now, which is sort of back where it was. It was around $1,820, $1,850. So it's closed the gap pretty quickly. Silver, on the other hand, was at $26, $27 an ounce. It's down to $23 and some change right now and starting to recover, but still a really good opportunity to pick up some silver at some great prices. And that being said, we've still got lots of inventory in stock, so plenty of stuff for people to pick up.
All right. And also, people think about precious metals, but there's also the collectible precious metals as well.
Yes, sir. We just got in the second in the Seven Wonders of the World series. That's the Hayne Gardens of Babylon. We just picked up the Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Joe Cool character. 50th anniversary of Joe Cool, making me feel old right there, I got to tell you.
That's for sure. Me too. I'm on board. All right, give folks direction. If they, for some reason, have not been to Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, let's remedy that. How do they find you?
Yeah, do they need to go to the hospital first and get checked, or should they just show up here?
They're missing out. Go see them. Where do they go?
Yeah, you got to come by and say, hey, check it out. You know, we have a good time. We have fun. We're in Midtown, right at 2204 Government Street. You can check us out online, mobilebaycoins.com, or like and follow us on Instagram or on Facebook. You can listen to us every Tuesday night on 106.5 from 6 to 7 p.m. with Two Guys and Some Change. Or if you don't make it in time, go to the Two Guys and Some Change website and check out the podcast there.
Thanks, Angelo.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Angelo, check it in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Saw a couple headlines here just in the last few minutes. I've been following the press briefing, and we'll go to that here in a second. For a minute or two, we have Pentagon saying the Hamid Karzai Airport is still open, which the Turks control that, right? The Turks are still there. Wonder what they will do if the Turks are going to remove their troops before Kabul falls. And you know, Dalton said, so will we be, this is heartbreaking, but it's probably reality. Well, on, you know, next month, on the 20th commemoration of the murder spree of 9/11, will we see a Taliban flag flying in Kabul? I think the Kirby said in this presser that the Taliban troops were moving, and I'm paraphrasing because it had been like moving more quickly than they expected or something. How does a civilian like me last week said, This is happening. The snowball's building. And then we got our troops. They said the troops will be in harm's way that are going in there, the 3,000. So God bless their families. God bless those warriors there as well. All right. Actually, let's go. Let's take a little. Can we take a little live feed? Let's go to that. This is John Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson.
To pursue a negotiated political settlement. Dan Lamothe.
Thank you, John. You said yesterday that you thought this was the right time for this mission. Lawmakers from both parties, lots of nonprofits, lots of Afghans would say that the right time for this mission with SIVs was actually back in May or June. Can you square those two things? Why did it take so long? Thank you.
We've said for quite some time, Dan, that we know we have a moral obligation to help those who helped us, and that we were ready, willing, and able to support efforts to move special immigrants, people applying for a special immigrant visa out of the country and to locations, and we have met that obligation. It is a process that, as you know, it does not reside here at the Defense Department, and a process that has requirements. So what I can tell you is, from a DOD perspective, it's not something we ever lost sight of. It wasn't an obligation we just all of a sudden forgot and then came around to. As I said at the outset, we've planned for a lot of contingencies, and this was certainly one of them. Tony Capaccio.
Hi, John. I had a couple questions. You said DOD is a planning.
We're going to have to break it there because we're up against the break here in just seconds. But that presser going on, of course, we'll be talking about more of that next week. And then, of course, follow our social media platforms as well for updates. You can do that, of course, through the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app. If you go to the App Store or go to Google Play for Android users, just look for FM TALK 1065. So no point between the 6 and 5, FM Talk 1065. If you search that at Google Play or the Apple App Store, you'll see our logo. That's our free and brand new FM Talk 106.5 app. It gives you feeds from all our social media platforms, also live streaming of the station. One button calling. You've got the talk back feature where you leave us a message, the text line, latest traffic and weather information on there, show schedules. 55 hours a week of locally produced shows from right here at our studios at Airport and 65. Grab that app. It's good stuff. All right, when we come back, Eaton Barnard from Taylor Martino joins me on the Midday Mobile.